With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and this is Thanksgiving Day football previews, this time with Essex Tech football coach Dan Connors. Dan, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Dan, first thing I have to ask you, the learning curve in the Cape Ann League. You guys, you competed, you played well, you had a couple of losses there that were probably tough to swallow. I'm looking particularly at Lynn English. Tell me about the overall summary of your season and maybe how the kids adapted to the Cape Ann League.
I think overall it was a good season. It was a good learning season. Our team is very young. We played a ton of young kids. We got to take a look at a lot of players. So from a growth and development standpoint, it's been the best season that I've had in my 7 years. And we're really excited about this group. And again, it's the consistency and the growing pains. Was evident all season, which kind of came to a head against Bay Path last week. But overall, I would say it's been a productive season.
It sounds to me like you've got some coachable kids there, and there's a little pride taking place in this year's work.
For sure, the kids come every day and work extremely hard. They took last week's loss extremely personally, and we had a tough week of practice this week with the bye week, and we really got after it for 4 days, in full pads, kind of old school, and really finding ourselves and finding out what we want to be. And the kids took really, really well to kind of what we dished out this week, because it was. You know, losing by 40 points to Bay Path is really, really hard to swallow. It doesn't matter if you're a young team, old team. It's kind of like a gut check for your program. So, we came in this week, and the kids really, really worked, and you can tell that they took it personally, and they wanted to, they want to become mentally tougher, physically tougher. So that's what we did this week.
Is Bay Path on the schedule again next year?
Well, not officially. We will probably run into them again, in the Volk tournament, like we did. Very good football team, so they'll always be
okay.
There.
Okay.
We'll see them in the postseason.
All right. Well, that's good.
I don't see ourselves driving out to Charlton anytime soon.
Okay. In terms of a learning curve, Dan, is there a learning curve for the coaches also when you change leagues like you did?
I would say so, especially mostly because I mean the CAC with Shawsheen and Northeast and Greater Lowell, Greater Lawrence. That's a great football league. There's nothing like not competitive about that league, and there's really good long tenured football coaches there. I think the hardest thing with the Cape Ann is just the familiarity that like we don't know these opponents. We don't know their tendencies. We don't know what they do. So seeing them for the first time was really kind of a challenge for our staff. But yeah, that definitely helped us grow.
Okay. And I'm looking at the Lynn English score, and they're a formidable opponent formerly in NEC and now in the Greater Boston League. Was that a good game for you guys, even though you came up a little bit short?
Sometimes you play really good football and lose, yeah. We played very good defense, probably the best that we've played. All year, Lynn English was big and physical and fast. Quite a bit of step up for the division. They're either unit two or three, but they play in the GBL, which includes one of the best teams in the state. So they're a real battle hardened team, and they came in. They really wanted to win. We really wanted to win. We had a good consolation game. But I was proud of the way we played defense, especially.
Okay. And before we get to Thanksgiving Day activities, you want to mention a couple of players or maybe an overall attitude about your team and what you're most proud of in terms of improvement, because you said it's a young team, it's a learning process, and I'm sure there are a lot of errors that had to be corrected along the way.
I think overall just the coachability of the kids. I think they just stayed humble. Being an inexperienced group, that kind of knew that they had a lot to learn, they kind of stayed right there. Like they were very attentive to coaching, very enthusiastic at practice, worked really hard at practice, and just overall, I would say the best quality of this year is the coachability of the kids.
Okay. Tell me about Now, the Essex Tech has only been in existence for a number of relatively short amount of time. Tell me what traditions there are, and maybe what activities there are running up to the Thanksgiving Day game.
So for us, we have two traditions. One started with Coach Worth, I would say, in 2013. I was on staff. It was either 2012 or 2013, called the Burning of the Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So as a team, we take an old shoe and we light it on fire. This is a symbol of burning off any kind of bad karma or any bad attitude or bad feelings or any kind of negative thoughts or emotions that we're having about the seasons that might be lingering, so we can go out, so we can go into the Thanksgiving game with the kind of a clean slate. This is a tradition that we learned at Springfield College, Paul Worth and I. So he had brought it to the team in 2013, and we've been doing it ever since. During that time, the seniors will speak in any kind of regrets or any kind of thing they want to say, or if they have something positive to say, and they address the young kids in the team. They're able to do that. So that's the last practice of the year. We will burn the shoe. And then on Thanksgiving Eve, we actually do a big gathering with the whole community. We gather in the Polish American Club in Danvers. The whole community, the parents, the players, the coaches get together, and we have a meal. So those are two things that we do.
Mm-hmm. What's a personal memory for you as either as a player or as a coach, or maybe even as a fan, with respect to Thanksgiving? For example, for me, I did it for 30, 35 years, getting up in the morning to go broadcast a game and leaving the house really early in the morning, coming back, and when I got home, everything was already prepared. It evokes great memories of the football games. What's a personal memory for you, Dan, that might come to mind?
Being an Everett guy, I guess it was actually, you'd be surprised, my junior year we actually were upset by Cambridge. In 2002, they came into our place. We've already won the GBL.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in and they beat us 13-6. I had let up the block field goal that would have maybe tied the game at the time, meaning Coach Connors. But we went on to beat a very tough St. John's Prep team, in a very, very tough Bridgewater Raynham team, at Nickerson Field. So I think that was a great memory because that was the worst tasting turkey that I've ever had. But I think coming out of that was, some of the best stuff in Everett history.
The rebound.
Where we beat those two teams. So,
well, there aren't many publics who can say they beat St. John's Prep in anything.
Yeah. I beat them twice, or my guys beat them twice. but they're wonderful, and they're even great now. So
yeah.
And I guess the other one was just last year. Having the first winning record in at the school in eight years, actually. A year before I became head coach, we were 4-7. And then we haven't had a winning season until last year, which was our sixth win. We beat Northeast at our place, so that was awesome. That was a wonderful memory, and probably my best as a coach. So.
Excellent. Well, the thing about Thanksgiving, and we'll end it with this, is that the Thanksgiving Day game, obviously one of two things can happen, but in each case, win or lose, it can be a building block for the next season.
For sure. We tell the kids that there's nothing better. It doesn't matter, what stakes the game is. To play a Thanksgiving rival is a really special thing to Massachusetts, and to wake up really early and play a game and, give it your all. And if you're fortunate enough to win, you go home, and that day is just so, so much better. So we always talk about the importance and kind of the tradition that comes with Thanksgiving in Massachusetts. So hopefully they take to that. Hopefully they play hard. We put on a good show. Northeast and Essex Tech mm-hmm. usually do. So Looking forward to it.
All right, final question. Message for your seniors. Have you talked with them yet?
We'll talk at the shoe, and we'll talk at the gathering. But a lot of my guys, you know, the tech guys are going right into the trades. So this is really it. This is it for them, most of them. This is the last time that they'll ever play football. So they have to take this moment, you know, or not take this moment for granted, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Dan, great talking with you this season, and I know it's a tough transition, and I know big things are going to continue to happen at Essex Tech. I wish you the best. Good luck on Thanksgiving Day, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Dan, take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's Dan Connors, the Essex Tech football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.